Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Doesn't that look all right? Because, like, very much the lighting for white people is different for black people. Need to make sure that I'm reflecting.
I didn't think that's true.
Off of these guys in a pleasant way.
We should be accommodating our guests.
Yeah, the melanin is too strong. So is this, we call? Wicked.
All God, right. You're so fussy.
Yeah.
Let's go. Really are fussy.
Yeah, so I'm doing this for free. Come on. Let's go. Yeah,
so are we. We are doing this for free as well. Is that how you chat up guys? Is that how you, if you're going to chat up a guy, do you go, oi you?
Yeah, obviously.
No, you don't.
I actually do.
You just shout at them and go, oi you.
I've got man energy.
You've got mad energy or no, man energy?
Man energy.
What's man energy?
I've got, not testosterone, because like.
Sounds like a superpower.
It is. Like, I'm very much like a dude. The way I chat to guys, and some guys find it intimidating and other guys find it refreshing. So,
do you guys find it sexy ever? Because you feel like refreshing and intimidating.
No.
They never find it sexy.
No, I don't think they do. Like my ex-boyfriend, I literally was like, yeah, you're gonna be my boyfriend. and he was like, am I? I was like, yes.
Wait, how long had you
I met about an afternoon. Oh. I swear to God.
Wait, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have London Hughes on the podcast.
Oh, hey.
Writer, presenter,
yes,
comedian.
He memorised it all from the piece of paper
actor.
In front of him.
I know this all. It's back of my head.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, we actually have to intro the podcast.
Right.
Because this is professional.
Yeah,
isn't?
No, yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Look how well I do this. I don't even need a script or an auto cue for this. You ready?
Yeah, wicked.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, you messed it up.
Okay, well, start again. Here we go.
Yeah, you do need a script.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives.
Oh, that was good.
You like that?
You know the people that do the adverts when they say things really fast?
Oh, yeah, all of the medical disclaimers.
Yeah, yeah, you should do that for a living.
I think I could talk pretty quickly if I
wanted. May cause loss of limbs or?
Yeah,
if I was going to talk really quickly, I would say something like, as I walked down the street, I went down...
No, you've got to say what the side effects of private parts podcast could be.
What are the side effects? May cause... I don't really listen to
this. Oh, wait,
may cause violent diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah. Indigestion.
May make you automatically vomit on...
Why are you American?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it would be a nice touch.
But you're also saying it so slowly.
Yeah, you've got to say it fast.
May cause violent diarrhea.
And wait, I love that we've gone on to violent diarrhea
Hey, why don't you intro yourself to our audience, who, by the way, are badass. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi,
audience.
Just to clear this up, Private Parts Podcast will not cause violent diarrhea.
Yeah, they won't.
As far as we know.
Or indigestion. Or loss of sight.
Know,
or hearing
that.
And deaf. Hello, it's me, London Hughes, your fave girl from the telly. Well funny.
So it's London...
I love that. So firstly, how you get guys is you shout at them. Secondly, how you intro yourself is well funny.
Yeah, well funny. Like, hilarious. Yeah.
So is London Hughes, is London your
first
your
name?
First
like
name.
The city.
And then you're from Croydon.
Okay, yes.
You're from Croydon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same place as Stormzy.
Ah,
claim to fame.
Yeah.
Well, same place as Stormzy.
Like, I went to school with Stormzy's sister. And
yeah, but everyone says
No, legit.
I went to school with Stormzy's cousin.
No, you didn't, babe. You didn't, because you went private school most
Yeah,
clubs.
Well, he went to Summerfield School for Boys.
There we go. Is that what the school's called?
Stormzy went to Eton, I think.
Yeah, Stormzy Daffo went to Eton.
Wait, hang on. So you're a comedian.
Yeah, obviously.
You're a presenter.
Obviously.
You're a writer.
Yeah.
Out of the three, which one do you put yourself first as?
Oh, I say comedian first, because I'm always funny. So if I never write anything serious. I never present anything serious.
Always
so
it's kind always, of.
But that's writing, really. So would you say you're a writer first?
No,
Frances, you freak.
Frances.
She's a comedian.
I'm a comedian first.
You have to write your jokes, right?
Yeah, but so. Still, but when I'm presenting, it's just, I'm naturally funny.
Oh.
Some comedians, like you meet in real life, they're so shit. Like, it's such a come down. You think
like,
that
who
they're
do you
like,
think is...
oh, who, I can't really, they're my friends, but they're shit. They know who they are.
This is the private part.
They know who they are, man.
But this is the tricky thing, right? I suppose from the very beginning. So you started, did you always know you wanted to be a comedian?
Nah, I wanted to be on TV.
You wanted to be on
More
TV?
More than anything. I used to present Babe Station in the daytime.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Jamie actually was a frequent customer.
You probably were. Right. 4 o'clock, Sky Channel 627,
four,
London
four
News.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, Babe Station in the daytime.
Yeah, that's the one you
Wait,
call.
hang on. So I tell you, I had a moment with Babe Station once. I came back from a late night out, okay? It was about 7 in the morning.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, right, I'm going to go and get myself a little bit frisky and phone Babe Station. Yeah, it was
Do you great. Actually phone in?
Yeah, so I phoned in.
You're one
Who
of them.
Who does that?
Well, No one.
Who
like, you know they
that?
Fake a lot of them, like, to get your money.
Well, when they're doing this thing where they're waving the phone at you and go, call me.
Yeah, but then they pretend to have conversations on the phone okay, to make guys think that they're on the phone. Well, so people like you call in. No one's called in.
I fully phoned in on
Porn is free. Like, do you know that?
Not, this is about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, weirdly enough, my girlfriend was sleeping downstairs
Great,
in the room.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, before you woke her up, just ring.
So I thought, perfect moment to phone Babe Station. So anyway, I phoned up Babe Station and they picked up and they went, hi. And I went, oh, hi there. And they went, what are you doing? And I went, oh, I...
Why don't you guys act it out since you're actually a professional?
No, I'm not a professional. Hey, listen.
No, because...
The daytime.
Oh, yeah,
no
the daytime.
No porn in the daytime.
No, but that's what
just
you did, right?
Just friendly chat.
It was a job.
But I've watched the late night girls do
so
it.
So wait, so you did the daytime one?
Yeah.
So this is my point. Okay, so let me finish my story. So I basically phoned up and I was like, oh, hi there. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I just came back from a night out. And she was like, oh, that's nice. And I went, what are you doing? And she went, oh, I'm just went and got my shopping. And I went, huh? and she went, yeah. And I went, oh, did that make you horny? she went, sorry, babe, this is the daytime one. We don't talk like that.
And
it wasn't like the sexy one.
No, wait, hold on. Really?
Yeah,
it's a true story.
I swear on my entire life.
You
yeah.
are so weird.
Why is that weird?
Why would you do that? And your girlfriend's asleep. Just wake her up.
Yeah. No, because if she woke up, she'd think I'm a freak. So obviously, she was
I'd
asleep.
Rather a guy wait. I'd rather wake up to a guy trying to have sex with me than my boyfriend trying to.
Oh, I thought you meant
else.
Wake her up and get her involved in the phone.
No, wake her up for a bit of morning.
Wait, so you wake her up and say, hey, can you just get on a three-way call?
Yeah, so I'm just on the line to Babe Station. Come on, we're conferencing.
Wait, hang on. And also, why would I wake up my girlfriend?
To have sex with her, because you're clearly horny.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wake her up and say, by the way, babe, I'm just phoning Babe Station. Just if you hear me talking, I'm just wanking upstairs.
Just don't phone Babe Station. Just wake up your girlfriend.
But what if she had like an important meeting in the morning she needed to be
I'm
up
sure
early?
I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Okay,
I don't think any girl would like turn down being woken up by sex. I think that's hot.
Oh, no, I've been with a few girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry about that.
When you wake them up, they're not keen.
No?
But sometimes I'm not keen when I wake up in the morning. Sometimes
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, guys are weird. Mm. I feel like as guys get older, they like sex the least, and girls get hornier as they get older.
Is that
really?
True?
Yeah,
is that science?
I think that's science.
So you, can I ask, how old are you now?
28.
So you're talking, you're our age as well. So as you got older, you've become hornier.
No, I was horny all the way. Horny all the way. But I feel like the guys have gotten less hornier.
So when did you lose your virginity then?
Actually, I lost it quite late. I was there at 18.
You were 18?
Yeah.
A loser? It's Francis.
I'm not a loser.
Francis was 24, so it's fine.
Oh, was she? I actually believe that.
And he lost really? It to a guy.
Doesn't count, man. He's still got it. Yeah.
Still a virgin.
Still a virgin, babe. There's hope for you, you know?
Wait, so hang on. So you lost it when you were 18. Was it one of those moments which was like very special? They're like roses and things
nah,
like that?
Nah, man. We're watching X Factor. And it was just like, I only lost it because my friend said I couldn't start uni a virgin.
Which X Factor?
I can't remember what series it was.
Who won it?
Oh, mate. I want to say like Leon...
Bridges?
Will Young.
No, what's that guy Leon something?
Leon.
See, that's the thing. Don't go on X Factor.
Leon.
He was called Leon.
And he won it?
Yes.
Leon.
Jackson, I want to say.
Oh, the Scottish guy.
Yeah.
You had sex to him?
No, he wasn't on the TV at the time, but it's definitely that series, I think.
Out of all the X Factor winners, Shane Ward, you chose Leon Jackson.
What do you mean I chose it? I didn't choose it.
Was it the music that got you going? Or,
no,
or,
it just happened to be on because I like X Factor.
But what song was he singing?
I don't know. What, I don't remember.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let's set the scene. So you're at...
So no, this is the pre-scene. Okay, you've got to get the backstory.
Okay, so
like, I moved, like, obviously I'm from Croydon, but I moved to Brighton and it was a weird area and a weird school. And I was literally the only black person in my whole school and they thought I was a gang and it was weird. But
they
anyway,
thought you were a whole gang, a gang of one.
It was just a gang. Like, it was crazy. And like,
oi, look, it's gang.
It's gang.
Run, kings, it's gang.
Yeah, that's literally like.
I think the definition of gang is that it has to be more than one person.
They thought I was a gang. It was weird. And like, there was year sevens in my school that lost their virginity and I was in year 10, I hadn't lost it. So everyone called me 40-year-old virgin. So that's the backstory.
I love how at school you're bullied for not giving away your virginity. Exactly. Oh, fuck, I just got to lose it now.
So everyone, even the teachers knew that I was a virgin. It was like a running joke.
So the teachers were... the teachers.
Like sex education, they'd be like, oh, London don't need to know about this. Hey, hey, don't worry. Don't put it on the banana. You sit this one out. They would tease me.
Really?
They all knew.
So you like, don't worry. So you went full and you just did anal double like, penetration all at once. I've got rid of it all.
No, it was like, I was holding on to it. Because in Brighton, like, everyone knows everyone. So I couldn't sleep with anybody who hadn't already slept with my friends. So it was like, oh, God. Like, who do I sleep
with?
There
were only three men.
There was about five eligible guys. And half of them had herpes. So it was just kind of like...
Half of five?
Yeah, 2.5 of them had herpes. Yeah?
Some of them had half herpes.
Half of them had half herpes that comes a quarter of the year. Like, the rest of them had weekly herpes. So you just can't...
So you met this guy where?
I met him in a club.
Nice.
In Brighton.
That's okay. Romantic.
And we were chatting for a bit. Mm. But I was starting uni and my friends were like, you just got to lose it to him.
Yeah.
Because you can't start uni a virgin.
No. You and, well, why not?
They were just like, look how the year sevens treat you. These people in uni. Yeah.
Thinking, uni, you'll be banished.
You're going to just get ripped to shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, all right, this guy will
but
do.
But I think generally people are nicer at university than school.
Who knew? I don't know.
Wait, hang on, so I want to hear. So then you met this guy in the club and then you started like, you kissed him, you started like dating.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's just, come on, mate.
Oh, so you were inspired by the Nike ad.
Yeah, exactly that. So
wait,
I was like,
so you're at his house or your house?
I was at his house.
So you're at his house, okay. Yeah. You go, come on, babe, let's watch X Factor.
No, X Factor was just casually on. Mm-hmm. You know, like Netflix and chill before Netflix was invented. Mm-hmm. So we were chilling. But then he tried to like, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
And you didn't kill the spider.
What?
Do you know what that is? Have you? It's what happens when you're killing the spider. So it's where you know if you're in lot. So as a guy, he's with a girl, he hardly knows. He starts to do the creepy walk.
Oh, and then you hit the spider.
And you hit the spider.
Oh my God.
And that kills it. And the guy's best moment is when they get the spider up towards them and it's not killed as they get past like.
No, but
the
I
hit
will
point.
Tease that fucking spider, make him think he's living his best life and kill it right before he reaches the summit. That's what I'd do. So like spiders.
So wait, so you're canoodling at the thing and then you suddenly were literally like, okay, let's.
Yeah, he was like, he was just like, do you want to? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Start uni next week. Come on.
And so you then had sex on the sofa?
Oh, on his like, it was on his bed.
He had a bed. Oh, he had a TV.
It was in his bedroom.
Oh, so you preempted.
Yeah.
You knew exactly
knew what
was going down.
Knew what I was doing.
And so are you guys still together?
No. Or? I don't remember what he looks like. I cannot tell you.
Really?
He's just a blurry black face.
I was actually talking about this the other day, that when I used to, have you ever had this? Maybe you've had this, Francis. Or London, maybe you've had this. Whenever you've been really drunk and you've met someone on a night out and you've taken them home and you start having sex and halfway through you suddenly go, who is this person? And you suddenly go, hang on, who is this?
I mean...
And then you go, God, hello? Hello? Who is this?
I've never had that.
You've never had that?
Because Jamie only has sex in the dark.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
we've established this. He cannot have sex with the lights on.
What, really? Is that a thing?
Well, it's
Are you scared?
No, I just think, when was the last time you had sober sex?
It's like, I can't look at
sober
you, I'm sorry.
Sober sex.
See, sober sex. When was the last time you were completely...
Oh, last year, August... August.
So you remember it, and why do you remember it?
I was at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival, and that's where all the comedians go and sleep with each other.
Do they all sleep with each other?
Oh, everyone sleeps with everyone. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun. Well, we tell jokes.
Well,
obviously.
We're actually doing Edinburgh Festival. Are you?
Oh, mate, don't be single.
That's Francis is putting himself out there for you.
No, I've got a girlfriend there, but I was thinking more for you, Jane.
No, I'm saying, like, just warn your girlfriends.
Wait,
Vegas.
But we have to go back to the start. So basically, you wanted to be on television. You wanted to do all these kind of things.
Yeah, and then, I feel like we skipped. We've gone on a massive tangent.
But then you slowly went into comedy. And I suppose that, because we have a lot of female listeners out there, was it tricky being a girl and going into comedy?
No, because I'm funny. No, it was.
Such a sexist question.
So sexist. Like,
how
yeah,
is that
James,
sexist?
Everyone asks you, or what's it like?
You're a chauvinist pig.
I thought this was like the
glad
like,
we've established.
No, I'm being a chauvinist I'm pig. Being chauvinist I'm being pig. Interested in the whole situation. That's the whole point of it. Because I want to find out if it was difficult to be a girl.
Digging
a
hole.
It's not digging a hole.
Proper digging.
What do you think? Was it difficult or no?
Everyone asks me that question. It's such a shit question.
Such
Why
a
is that shit question?
Because like, what's it like being a female comedian? The same. No, as being a male comedian.
I'm not saying that, and I'm not. Say it was hard. What I'm sort of suggesting is that surely going in there, people would then
be prejudiced, like you.
Do you know what it is?
No, not being prejudiced.
Yeah, like you.
No, I'm not.
So when you see a female comedian on stage, do you think, oh yeah, she's going to be funny? Or do you think that,
no, I
that
don't.
Person's wearing a skirt?
No,
Jamie,
I think. No,
Jamie goes, oh, she's funny for a girl.
In it? That's what you do, you little shit.
I can't believe I'm being attacked for this like simple question.
You asked the question.
You should. It's 2018, can't do them things anymore.
Holy shit, this podcast has just been turned on me.
Hashtag me too.
No, okay, fine. Well, then I know. I find a lot of.
No, answer it. It's all right. No, seriously, honestly. I genuinely believe that I'm so funny that I'm like, I compare myself to guys anyway. So growing up, like in comedy, I didn't really see many female comedians.
Well, that's me, because there weren't that many female comedians.
They
right?
were, but it's just, we were never on the same lineup. You never have like two
but
girls
why
on the lineup.
That? Why is that?
Because people like you, Jamie, because people like you believe
all
that women are so
there.
Different to men in comedy. People like you.
This is, I have three sisters and a mum, and I.
Oh, that's like saying I have black friends. What's wrong with you?
No, I don't have any of those.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I want to put it out there. Am I your first? Is this the first time you've spoken to a black person
you're my
in 2018?
First black friend.
How's that feel, man?
Feels awesome.
How's it feel about? Because I know you ain't spoken to a black person this year.
I just get the vibe. I lived in West Africa for
that's,
5 years.
Oh, that's completely different.
But you still didn't speak to them.
They were still beneath
I just kept
you.
To myself. No.
Just colonised them. That's all. He went over there. Colonize new parts. No, I'm teasing.
But this is. I think that's my point more that you were a black female going into comedy when there's not that many, you know, black female comedians out there.
No.
So was that tricky?
Well, I always looked at American comics. So like my stand-up style and the way I carry myself on stage is very like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. Chris, I grew Chris up Rock. On that.
Yeah.
And so coming over here, all I knew was Lee Evans. So I thought, well,
I got to sweat a lot.
Literally, like, all I got to do is
sweat
a lot and
takes?
Make trumpet noises with my mouth. Like, I didn't think that, like, I could even be a female comedian.
Make your best trumpet noise.
Oh, that was
what the
hell was that? Oh, all right. Okay, white man, look at this. Showing off.
We should make it.
You're actually really good at that.
Okay, hold on. Can you
play the trumpet?
Can you
my
sing?
Lips, yeah, of course.
I'm okay, back. So we're gonna make it. So Francis, you're gonna be on trumpet. I'm gonna be away. I'm gonna be on. Come in when you want. I'm gonna be on cymbals.
Cymbals.
Yeah.
Do a cymbal noise.
No, that's a snare.
That's not. Yeah.
Oh,
cymbal just
shut
clash.
Up. It's okay.
Clash. Yeah.
I'm gonna be on a snare with a little bit of drum in it, and then you're.
I'm doing jazz, like jazz.
Okay. And then you're gonna say, so I'll start. No.
No, you ruined it.
Shit.
We're doing it. What instrument was that?
That was an extra trumpet.
You went like this with your. You did a bashing thing. You thought you were playing the triangle.
Yeah, I feel like you were.
You were playing the electric drum set, but set to trumpet. That was it.
Yeah, that's what you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, anyway, we're talking. So I want to know, London, so you would then go into your stand-up and all these kind of things, and your big heroes were like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, all these kind of guys.
Yeah.
And so then you went on stage. What was your kind of inspiration behind your comedy?
My ex-boyfriend. All he did at the time was play this game.
Leon Jackson.
It wasn't Leon Jackson. I can't even remember. What was his name? Begins with E. Anyway.
Elliot.
I'm going to say Elliot.
Emerald.
Emerald might be nicer. Let's say Emerald.
Ernest. Eric.
Eric may be a thing.
Ernesto.
Oh, mate. What was his name? I can't remember
Ewan,
his name.
Ewan.
Let's call him Ewan. Ewan. I feel like there's not enough Ewan love out there.
Clever, because it's a silent E.
Yeah. Ewan. So my ex-boyfriend, Ewan, he was like into pro evolution soccer. Remember that game?
Love that game.
So I literally hated the fact that he played it more than he paid attention to me.
And you didn't like how he played that and not played you.
You know what I mean?
I get
was
it.
Was he professional at it?
He was a professional at it, really? Which was really sad. And he
at sex or pro evo?
At pro evo, not sex. And he was like, I'd always just cuss him about it and just like tell him off, but he'd laugh.
What, did he make money being a pro?
No, evo? He just played it like he was a professional.
Oh, right, so he wasn't actually a professional.
No, back then you didn't really have professional pro evo players.
So hang on, so then you were with this guy, and so this is where all your kind of inspiration came
from.
Yeah,
so I would like literally be like telling him off and he'd be laughing and he'd be like, you know what, you're so funny, yeah? Hey, listen. You should do comedy, you know. That's how he used to speak.
Francis, try and talk like London's ex-boyfriend. Go on.
You know, you're so funny. Yeah. No, you should do comedy, yeah.
That must be quite good. He has met a black person.
I go, stop it, yeah. You should do some stand-up comedy. Stand-up.
You're so funny. They laugh in slow motion.
So this is where your inspiration came
from. Yeah, and basically I was working at TGI Fridays, studying television.
Jamie's favourite restaurant.
One of them, yeah.
Don't, it shouldn't be. I'll tell you the secrets after. And I was studying. I
can't wait for this.
Television studies and trying to like be on TV, presenting Base Station in the daytime, auditioning for Big Brother times. Yeah, I was very busy. And then I just thought, you know what, let me try doing stand-up. Not because I thought it'd get me on TV.
You're not busy enough.
Well, I just wanted to try it. Yeah. I'm a go-getter, Francis.
Yeah, good, good.
So I did it, and I invited these comedians that I found on via Facebook, because Facebook had just been invented.
Love Facebook.
So I went to a comedy show, got the comedians, added them on Facebook, and invited them to come to my uni and watch me do stand-up, and they came.
And what you put on your own comedy?
Well, it was Kingston Uni, so they had a Kingston's Got Talent show, and I can dance. Don't know if you could tell. And they were like, London, you should dance. And I was like, no, I'm going to do stand-up. And they were like, no, you should dance.
Oh my God, I love that.
And I was like, I'll do a dance at the beginning. So I did a dance in the first half. The second half, I came on and did stand-up. And I invited the comedians, and they were there, and I killed it to pieces.
Really?
And they were like laughing and things like that.
They literally grabbed me around the neck and was like, you're going to be so big. And I was just like, yeah, sure. You just want to have sex with me. And they were like, no, you're going to be a thing. And then they invited me to their comedy night to perform. And I did. And I killed it. Then they offered me a job there hosting in Soho. So I went from like
that's unreal,
performing
right?
comedy for the first time.
So your third gig, you were
hosting a comedy night.
Because
in Soho,
I feel like you don't have that kind of thing, which a lot of comedians, a lot of people have, is that not self-confidence. You're not lacking self-confidence. As in you just would go out there and just do it. You don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
And that's the hardest thing. I suppose when people go on stage, the thing that they get really scared of is like, oh, am I going to look like an idiot? Am I going to fail? And if you don't have that, then you can kill it, right?
That's the thing. You have to just love yourself so much that you don't get embarrassed. Don't give a shit. And the thing is, some of my favourite people that are really funny, in real life, they can't be funny. They have to put on the funny suit, go on stage and be funny, take off the suit and be normal.
Your normal suit is my funny suit.
It's me the whole way
so
through.
So then when you go on stage, you're not funny?
No, I'm hilarious.
Oh, you drag your suit
I
on.
I feel like I'm actually funnier off stage though, you know?
Yeah, when you're just like reactive,
yeah, just
right.
like normal in the moment funny, whereas I'm prepared funny on stage because you've got to pre-write the jokes.
Yeah, but then you have that problem which sometimes, do you not get that issue where sometimes you feel like you have to be funny on all occasions? If you're not being like your fun, hectic, lively self, people are like, London, what's wrong?
Yeah, why? And that's just normal, even if I wasn't a comedian though.
But that's hard,
I have that
right?
energy where I can like kill a room if I want to. Like if I'm in a bad mood, everyone around me is in a bad mood.
Yeah, but do you get those things?
It's a lot of responsibility when you have all that power. It's crazy.
But I get that sometimes when you're being so hype, and then if you have like a drop moment, you're a bit like, oh god, everyone notices it. Mm-hmm. And then also when I drop because of tiredness and things like that, and tiredness probably the same as you, when you're tired, your energy
million
just
percent.
Oh my god, it goes.
I crash like a baby. Like I could be like, yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Especially if I'm on set filming something, like they look at me and the director's like, she needs sweets. They always have to give me my sweets because I crash.
So also hang, so you then, what jobs have you had? So you worked at TGI Fridays.
Right, so before I was famous, and I'm saying famous because that is a fact. Before I was a celebrity, I used to work in Foot Locker, Primark, TGI Fridays, and a breast cancer research, like, phone cold calling thing.
I love you don't even know what it is. I was like working on
what you were raising money for.
No, I was ringing people that may or may not have had breast cancer and asked them if they want to have insurance so that if they get it, they'll be sorted. But I think it was a scam.
That sounds a bit like a scam.
I'm not going to lie.
So you worked in a boiler room.
Yeah, literally, like it was like a sweatshop.
So what did you have to say? You had to fill up.
I was like, the list of people.
So here we go. So ring, ring.
Hello, can I speak to the house owner, please?
Hi, this is he. This is Fred.
Hi, Fred. So just wanted to know, my name's London and I'm calling on behalf of whatever the company is.
Oh, hi, London.
And I
hope you didn't introduce it.
Yeah, that was whatever. I wanted to know, have you or any of your friends or family suffered from cancer in the past 5 years?
My wife hasn't. No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Can you see into our future?
Well, no, I'm just saying, hopefully not yet.
Is she going to soon? Oh,
I hope not.
Okay. Well, you're eligible for a free plan for the month. For a plan for the month? Yeah. And after the month, it's $12.99. But for the first month, it's free. And that, and that protects you from, if you die, like from the cancer,
oh, so
or your
life
wife
insurance.
Dies, or if your friends die, then you can get money in that.
So you used to sell this to people?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And what, did they ever actually get...
No, I got told to fuck off. I got told, someone got the sack because they said the word lump sum. And like this woman had a breast cancer lump and she went crazy.
Oh, so they were like trigger words that you couldn't say.
Yeah, you couldn't say lump sum.
You couldn't say lump sum. Nah. So wait, then you worked there, then you went and worked in TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
What was TGI Fridays like?
TGI Fridays was wicked because I'm such a people person and I learned how to make balloon animals.
Did you have all of your...
All of my badges and
what
that.
What do they call them?
I can't even remember.
The flair.
Yeah, but that's for the bartenders.
Oh,
so they get the flair one.
Oh no, but all this, what do they call those, all those things?
I don't even know.
Badges, Francis, what are you talking about?
There's a word for it.
Is
it's like
word
in
it?
With the Jennifer Aniston movie where she has all of those badges.
You're thinking of like a Boy Scout
so
or a Girl
niche.
Scout.
You're very niche, I've learned.
That's
so you worked in TGI Fridays, and what was it like? Was it interesting or no?
It was good, it was fun, but like the food was like the highlight.
Because you could eat whenever you wanted to.
Whenever I want. And
but would you advise eating that food?
Now I know better, no. But back then, it was my favourite place to eat.
Because I watched you on Celebs Go Dating.
Did ya?
Yeah.
I like to eat food.
And you were eating a lot of food.
I was. You know how like I'm like massive in like the food world now? Like I'm like, I'm going to be like the Black Mary Berry.
Really?
What does just old and black?
The Blackberry. I'm going to be the Blackberry. Could be the BlackBerry, guys.
Can they still sell those?
Yeah. Could be the BlackBerry. Killing
actually,
it.
Actually, the BlackBerry is so nice. That little ball in the middle that you used to play with.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, oh, I love that ball.
And my ball was the one that lighted up different colours.
Yeah, I had a light up ball. Yeah.
So wait, so why did you decide? Because I suppose the tricky thing is that when you go and do something like Celebs Go Dating, there's a lot of pressure. You're a comedian. You're put out there.
Yeah.
You have to, in a sense, you feel that you have to be funny because you're on stage, all these kind of things. So it's a huge risk.
Mm.
And why did you decide to take the risk?
Because they were paying me to date white guys. So I thought, why the hell
are you not interested in white guys normally?
No, I do. I don't discriminate. I get with anyone. I'm not like
anyone.
Not anyone. But I date all races.
Jamie, what about Jamie?
I think it's a bit short.
Stand up. I'm not that short.
How tall are you?
60.
Wait.
In your personality.
Oh yeah, your personality. My personality is 7.
You are about 6'2" with the insoles you wear.
What, these guys?
Yeah,
these ones. I'm gonna check it out.
Let me see.
Yeah, those.
Why have you got those insoles? Why have you got that?
Well, I don't know.
Oh my god!
Smell that. I dare you to smell it. Go on, smell it. Have a smell of that.
It seeps in. At first, I was like, "There's nothing there." Then it tickled my nose hairs.
Yeah, just like me.
I could feel it in my eyes.
Wait, have you ever then slept with a white guy?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
And what is this? I want to hear these.
Loads of white guys.
Okay.
I think I slept with more.
I slept with loads of them.
I think I slept with more white guys than black guys now. It used to be more black guys before, but I think it's evened out now.
What do you think spurred that on?
Your career in comedy, maybe? All the comedian dick that's around me now. that's not the feeling. No, what is the real reason? I guess I used to date black guys. I was just only attracted to black guys. But over time, like, white guys have gotten better, I think.
Well, at sex or just chat?
Just better human beings, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a wave now with black girls.
We're getting more swag.
Yeah, you're getting more swag. Black girls dating white guys is like a thing now. Whereas before, it'd be like, I ain't dating no white guy, please. Now it's like, actually, he treats me nicely. and he goes down on me whenever I ask him to, so it's all right.
That's because we're all so polite. Oh, okay,
sure.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah,
and
sure.
Then as we go down, we go, what the fuck are we doing down here?
My first white boyfriend, he couldn't have sex with me for about a month because he was too scared, because he obviously knew that black guys' willies were bigger and he thought he had a small willy. And thought he wouldn't be able to please me.
But is this true? Okay, be honest.
All right, this is a fact, yeah?
So do black guys have bigger penis than white guys?
Do you know what it is? Black guys have showers, so they have instant showers, whereas white guys have growers, not showers. So you'll look at a white guy willy go, what is that? But then it will morph into something beautiful. Whereas black guy willies, they are like that, and that's pretty much how they stay. And that's what I realised.
But also,
that's quite interesting.
Yeah, so that's why it looks like black guys' willies are bigger, because their casual willy is bigger than your casual willy.
So that's science. So this is from a sample size of...
Yeah, I want to say about 50 to 55,000 men out of all of the guys I've slept with. This is the research that, white guys are growers, not showers. I've never met a black guy grower, not a shower.
Because I'm definitely a grower.
Well, there it is. There it is.
No, because that's it. I'm definitely a grower.
Yeah, I think I'm a grower as well.
But also, for some reason, I get stages in like the year. I think my penis goes...
Depends.
My penis is seasonal. So towards the winter.
Yeah, that is a thing. Because in winter, does it get really small and shriveling?
Right now, it's like I got his armor on, ready to fight. I mean, ready to go.
I couldn't sleep with white guys during the winter periods because of that reason.
And then in summer, you're like,
it's blossoming.
Yeah, but I still... Okay, this is another thing. And I said, this is our private part, so we like to talk about it. Does size really matter?
Nah, it really doesn't.
It doesn't, does
no,
it?
No.
Well, it depends. Surely there is a point where...
Surely
there is a point where it does matter.
Do you know what? If you've got, like, rhythm and you're good and...
France is your fuck, then.
In it. You look unrhythmic, if that's a thing.
You think I look unrhythmic?
Yeah.
Wait, what about McKay? Okay, and London, okay, you have to be completely honest right now. Okay. And you have to say whether what we would be like in bed, and we have to rate us out of 10,
right,
starting from me, then Francis. What do you think I'd be like in bed? And you have to rate me out of 10.
I reckon you'd be very quick, very excitable. I reckon you'd go down on me for ages. I reckon you're a pleaser.
All right.
Very quick, though. I think you're quick.
What do you mean quick?
I don't think you'd last long.
Well, because as I'm going down here, I'm just wanking on these as soon as I've been in it.
Pretty much.
Probably spot on, actually.
Yeah, I think you're...
Do you know what it was? Yeah. I once had sex with a friend of mine who...
What was his name? Which friend?
Derek.
Which one? We had sex, and she then said to everyone afterwards, it was like having sex with a Jack Russell.
See, exactly that. That's exactly my vibe. Fast.
Yeah, but London, don't worry, I slow down now.
I'm so happy for you. That's great.
So, and you'd rate me out of 10 what?
6.
What? 6?
Maybe 6.5 if you went down on me well. But I reckon you'd just all be all like tongue and mouth, but no substance.
What substance do you need?
So sometimes they just grief. Like, they just literally like, they just... they lick it, pecker at it with their tongue, and it's all lips, but there's no actual substance.
Yeah, like a suction. You need to,
there's a of course there's a suction.
Oh yeah, of course there's, there is.
See?
Yeah, obviously.
There's a suction. It's a movement. It can't be taught.
Rhythm.
You
Francis.
Have to just know it.
And what about Francis?
Francis, I think you're more of a lazy lover. I think you're very much a lie there. Let the girl do everything for you. I think really? You'll fall asleep before the girl will.
What
I
do think, you think about me?
I think you're quite slow with it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it can be sensual, but...
London, I once had... This is... and we have to... And we're coming to the end of the part, and we started doing...
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Firstly, what happened was she was on top, and I was feeling like this, like, water dropping me, and I was like, what the hell is that? She's rubbing my face.
She's crying.
No, I... No, she wasn't crying.
Hashtag me too.
No, she was like, all this stuff came. I was like, what the hell is that? And we turned on the light and she was having a nosebleed.
Oh, God.
So I was like, that's a bit weird. She went, oh, sorry. So we then started, we changed positions. Obviously, we continued.
Did that turn you on? Or?
He loved the blood.
There's blood all over my face, like everywhere. Anyway, we then looked like
some
Braveheart.
Some people are into that. Yeah.
I literally looked like Braveheart.
Did you?
Getting into battle. Anyway, she turned over. We then started doing doggy. And she got out her laptop. She got out her laptop and she put, I think I told
started
you this story.
The chase. You know,
she got, this is so true, I swear on my entire life, swear on everything. She got out her laptop, and it was in those days when, you know, a lot of people I knew would do drugs. So I thought, oh, she's probably just doing drugs off the laptop.
A lot of people you knew.
Oh, yeah. There's so many of my friends were doing the drugs. Yeah, and
I'm not me.
It was a foreign concept to me. I have no idea what the drugs were.
Oh, she must be doing
those
drugs that people do.
That people do at times in their lives.
Anyway, she then did, we're doing dog, and I was watching her with this, like, Braveheart face all over. And I was watching, I was like, what the hell is he on? She opened up her laptop and I was like, surely not. And she started watching Michael McIntyre.
No, she didn't.
I swear on everything.
While you were behind her.
Yeah.
Covered in blood.
That is ridiculous.
She is a psycho, that girl.
Please tell me you stopped out of respect for Michael McIntyre. Or did you carry on?
Yeah, I carried on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, laughing all the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ew.
London, what we like to do is something called the question of the week. So Francis asks us a question and we have to guess it, and in part two we say the answer.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
You what is ready? The question of the week?
The Navajo Indian tribe.
Oh, bruv.
Oh, like this.
Oh, because he lived in Africa. He's trying to prove to me he's got black.
Yeah, he's trying to.
Navajo are Native Americans.
No. Come on, sorry.
Look how annoyed he is.
Sorry, guys, they're Native Americans. I'm so sorry on behalf of all the Navajo Indians. Continue. Yeah.
When a baby first laughs, what do they do? What do they do?
They're Navajo Indians.
When a baby first laughs in the Navajo Indian tribe, what do they do?
Laugh with it.
No, what do they do?
Laugh with it.
That's your answer?
Yeah, they laugh as well.
I think it's they have a party.
No, okay, what do I think they actually do? I generally think the baby laughs.
I think they have a wicked party.
I think they then sacrifice something.
Oh, God. Maybe to show them that. No.
Is that wrong?
I think that, I reckon it's have a party.
Have a party?
Yeah. Sacrifice something.
All right, well, we will find out.
It's like countdown.
Two.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for listening to part one. Do not go anywhere, because in part two, we still have the beautiful and wonderful, the glorious London Hughes. We've got Francis, and we're going to have the answer to the question of the week, and a little prank call.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for it?
I'm so ready.
Say something cool.
I'm cool.
See you in part
That's
two.
That's not cool.
See you in part two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.